Forward to heaven. I hadn't got too much longer down here. I'm 74. All right. 78. I'm older than I thought. 78. Hard for me to believe. But I am. And I appreciate God saving me at a young age. 23 years old when I got born again. Knew all along what I needed to do, but I run. I couldn't find no place to run. I run to the right place. God turned me around. Sent me to my mother's house. And it was my mother's house. She instructed me what I needed to do to get saved. Told before my daddy, said he got saved later, but he was just drinking. He said, boy, you need a psychiatrist. And my mother said, no, Homer, Gerald needs the Lord. Boy, she's right. That's all I needed. And he found me. I was lost, and he found me. And he gave me and saved me. He gave me a free gift of eternal, everlasting life. He said, my sheep have eternal life. They won't ever perish. No man's able to separate him or undo what he does in your heart when you get saved. It's impossible. I know I'm saved. I know I've been born again. I know that Jesus is my personal Savior. And you can't be saved and not know it. The Bible says you know you pass from death unto life. God gives you love for the brethren, for the blessed book, and for the fellowship of the Holy Spirit of God. And I love all three of those things. Those things correspond in my heart. Nothing I love any better to hear the word of God preached or talked about or teached or read and studied. I tell you, it does something inside my soul. I know I've been born again. I know I've passed from death unto life. I know God gave me love for the brethren, for the book, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. I delight in the inward man. I don't have any confidence in my wretched, rotten flesh. I know that Jesus is my personal Savior. He died not only for me, for the sins of the world. If you're here this morning, you've never been born again, you don't know Jesus, your personal Savior, the door is open, and if you'll come when He speaks to your heart, you can get in this morning and be eternally saved. We don't have to worry about losing your soul and dying in sin. He died the death of a sinner, yet He knew no sin, but He came sin to an eye that might be made the righteousness of God in Him. The only way for you to get to heaven is to experience a new birth. Jesus came, He might give life and give it more abundant. I've got eternal life, and I'm enjoying somewhat of an abundant life. I need a lot more of His abundance in my life. I might be able to better preach the Word of God, stand on holy ground, and do what God wants me to do and declare the unsearchable riches of His grace, His mercy, and His kindness, His goodness toward us as sinners. I know I'm a sinner, but I'm a saved sinner now. Been saved for how many years?
55.
Thank you. I knew y'all knew. I forget half the time. How many years it's been since I got saved. But I know I'm still saved today just as much as I was before I first got saved. Matter of fact, the devil can't undo what Jesus done in my heart. He transformed me, changed me. The Bible said you were dead in trespasses and sin. You have to be quickened and made alive. You got saved, you got born again, don't worry about falling from grace. That's an impossibility. But you better be concerned how you conduct yourself, because as a Christian, you're not going to practice sin and get by with it. God will get your attention. He'll chastise you. Every son receive his chastisement with a chastising rod for all the partakers. You don't want the wrath of God being down, falling on you. It's not a pleasant thing. It's an unpleasant thing. And you better be careful, because your sin will find you out. Don't live in sin. Don't practice sin. Get away from sin. You need to practice holiness and be what God wants you to be. You've got to do that by obeying the Word of God. Man's not going to live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Keep the Word of God in your heart. Let the Lord guide you, direct you, and instruct you. You do that, and I guarantee you, you'll be beneficial in service for the Lord. God help you to work on your own salvation with fear and trembling. And you can't work out somebody else's salvation. That's between them and the Lord. But you can pray for them, labor over them, and pray for them, and God hears and answers prayer. The Bible said the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. And I know if you're in a place, and of course you've been made righteous through His blood, if you get in a place where you have a good place of prayer, you got a good fellowship and feeding from heaven, you're in a good condition there to pray and openly and earnestly and humbly in God's sight, and He'll hear and answer your prayers. God help you this morning. They'll be found guilty of praying. The Bible said the children of God always have a prayer in their heart. We ought to be always constant, continuously praying for others. Let this heart be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who always loved us and gave Himself for us. And in turn, we ought to do the same thing. Give ourselves to Him daily, day in and day out. God have mercy on us. God help us and teach us to number our days and apply our hearts unto wisdom. We all need to be trying to be wiser, and not wiser with the wisdom of this world, but the wisdom of God. We need to walk with the vocation where we've been called. God help us to realize we've been called for the holy calling. We need to obey that calling. get everything else in its proper place and set your household in order, and God help you to get your heart and things on things above and not on things beneath. Be sober-minded, be clear-thinking, be vigilant, for adversary of the devil is as a roaring lion, walking to and fro, seeking who may devour. Be careful how you conduct yourself. I want to warn you this morning, if you've been saved, you better straighten your life out. If you don't, God will straighten it out for you. You don't want the Lord to do that. You want to obey Him. Let the Word of God dwell richly in you. It's in you if you're saved, but let it dwell richly in you. God help you to let the Word of God dwell richly, listen to me, in you. God help you to do what you're supposed to be doing. The Lord will do the rest. God help you to get busy about the Father's business. God help you. There's plenty of business out there that needs to be taken care of. If you're saved, you've got an obligation, a responsibility, a duty to get out there in the highways, the byways, hedges, and compel them to come in. You're not going to do that if you're sitting on the stool to do nothing, just letting the things pass on by you. You're going to wind up being ashamed before it's coming, suffer a great loss, and you're going to wind up being ashamed of Him, and you're going to face Him in judgment. I guarantee it's not going to be a picnic. It'll be payday. God help you to realize it'll be payday. All of us are going to face Him. We're going to give an account of every deed done in the body, whether it be good or whether it be bad. Therefore, knowing the terror of the Lord, He said, we persuade men. You better get fully persuaded, not picnic, but payday. God have mercy on you if you're saved and you're living in sin. I'm not talking about as a sinner, but as a saint. If you're living in sin, God help you to get away from those kind of things. Clean up yourself. Get your act together. Get your heart right. Get your heart laid on the altar of sacrifice. Get yourself further to the place where you need to be before the Lord. If you'll do that, God will use you and bless you. But you can't do anything worthwhile if you're not living for Him. God help you to live for Him every day that you live. God help you to breathe every breath you take. God help you to do that on behalf of the Lord and give yourself constantly, day in and day out, recognizing Him as Savior in your life and realize that you've been saved as a sinner. You saved Him, forgave Him, and gave Him the free gift of eternal or everlasting life. My sheep, be said, have eternal life. And whatever it prayers, no man is able to pluck them out of my hand. Ain't that a wonderful promise? I've read that sin. It's in here. It's all through here, through the Bible. About everybody that's been saved, born again, has eternal life. Even from the Savior Himself, He said, my sheep have. My sheep have. When you get saved, you have it. You have eternal life. You won't ever perish. You don't have to worry about it. Anybody preaches that, don't know what they're talking about. Jesus said it. That'll settle it. He said, my sheep have eternal life. They won't ever perish. Freddie got eternal life. That wonderful son, I'm going to have to worry about going out and losing what I got. He gave it to me without cost, without price. He gave it to me without a drink out of a well of living water. And I guarantee you, when He gave me that drink, it filled up my heart, my soul. And I've never thirsted again for salvation. I've hungered for more of Him and to be more like Him. God knows I need to do that. I'm trying to do that. Put on the whole armor of God. There's the things in the Scripture that tells us what we need to put on, what the different things is as a whole armor. If you're saved, you need to get the whole armor of God on, because you're not wrestling with flesh and blood, against principalities, against the wickedness, the spiritual wickedness, against in high place, against the works of Satan himself. He's a liar and the father of him. He's walking to and fro seeking and we may devour. God help you to get your mind straightened out, get your heart functioning on the will of God. Give yourself completely to Him. Turn your life over to Him. If you'll do that and really yield yourself, I guarantee you won't ever be disappointed. You'll be a happy person. You'll be a satisfied person. The way for you to be happy in Jesus is to trust and obey. The song says, if we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. If we do His good will, He abides with us still. All we've got to do is trust and obey Him, to be obedient unto Him. Do that. He's got the rest and sets it out for you. Well, you say, well, if I've done it, I'm liable to lose this or lose that. If you lose it over that, you haven't gotten them again, we let it go. Nothing can help you but what the Lord Himself. And He will help you, and He'll supply all your needs. And if you need it, He'll make your heart where you'll be happy with what He does with you, and He'll give you what you need. So don't worry about it. He said, He supply all our needs according to His riches in Christ Jesus, within Christ Jesus our Lord. And I'm glad He knows what goes on in every situation. I'm glad He saves sinners. I fit in that category. I still have a problem with sin. Had it ever since I got saved, but I know that I've got to overcome it living in me. The devil's worked on my mind constantly, every time he can. He does that. And I know that he's going to continue to do that. As much as I let him, he'll increase if I let him. But if I don't let him, you're going to have to back off. That's the reason. How do you do that? Well, get your mind on things above, not on things beneath. Get sober mind, get clear thing, get vigilant. For the adversary of the devil is as a roaring lion walking to and from seeking We may devour. You don't have an excuse. I don't have no excuse. We just gird up the loins of our mind and get it on things above, not on things beneath. You'll find a place of constant rest where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. Wonderful story of love. I love it. Nothing like it. If He wants to bless you, He wants to use you. God help you to get your heart straightened out and get your life down the altar sacrifice. If you'll do that, I guarantee you, you can be an abundant Christian. And you can be full in Him. Excuse me, used by the Spirit of God. God can and will use you if you'll just consecrate yourself, dedicate yourself. If you need to rededicate yourself, I suggest you do that as well. And God help you to get your heart and your mind straightened out. Get your heart on things above and off the things of the world. Well, in the world, we're in the world, we're not of the world. God helps to realize we're of a new nature, a divine nature, and our home is not in this world. We're temporary pilgrims down here. We're just strangers passing through. I know that we are. I know that I am. I'm looking forward to the blessed hope of the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not going to be disappointed when it comes. I'm going to be happy when it comes. I'm looking forward to the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, the Lord Jesus. What a wonderful Savior that is. He's a wonderful Savior. He's not to be duplicated nor imitated. He's the only one that there is that can save you. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is the Savior of all mankind. He saved you. He saved you. You know what I'm talking about this morning. Heart might not be right, but you've been saved. You'll stay saved, but you won't be able to live like you want to live as long as you're living out of the will of God. God help you get your life straightened out. That's all you need to give your heart to Him. Don't let nothing deter you. Turn you aside. Don't let nothing bother you, hinder you from doing the will of God. He's got an abundant life for you. He that soweth sparingly is going to reap sparingly. But if you sow in abundance, you'll have the abundant life. God help you to try to do what God wants you to do. Do that, and you'll be glad that you did. Would you bow your head with me just a moment, please? I'm going to ask you a question, too. I'm going to have a word of prayer. I'm not saved, but I want to get saved. Pray for me. I see you. God bless you. I see your hand. God bless you. That's good. Anybody else? I see you, son. That's good. I see you there, too, fellas. Anybody else not saved? Pray for me. Anybody else want to be remembered in prayer? I see you. I see you. God bless you. That's good. God bless your heart. And the Lord will save you if you want Him to. You want it to bad enough to give your heart to Him. That's all you got. He's not going to force you to make you, but He's going to invite you. He does that through the preaching of His Word. It's pleased God by the food and the preaching. Save them that believe. You can't believe on Him if you're not heard, but you heard this morning. You know who He is and what He'll do for you if you just turn your heart, life over to Him. He'll save you just like you are. He'll change you. Well, you say, I don't think I can live it. Well, you can't. He'll do the living in you if you'll let Him in the heart. I'll guarantee He'll make a new creature out of you and put His divine spirit in you. And you'll make yourself amazed, as long as others, they'll be amazed at the way God has done in your life when you get saved. People was amazed at me. I didn't do anything special, but when I got saved, He was special in my heart. And I had a new heart, a new desire, and He worked on me and worked inside of me, been working ever since. I still need a lot of work on me. I want to work on me and use me as He sees fit, where I can be a soul winner. I want to win every soul that I can to Jesus. Their souls are important. The soul's eternal, the soul's immortal, and you're a living soul inside your body. You die in sin. God have mercy on you. You'll wind up lifting up your eyes in a burning place of eternal torment and damnation. And you'll wind up being cast in the lake of fire, a fire that burns with fire and brimstone. Day and night, both day and night, you'll be suffering. You'll be suffering in your sin, crying out, but it'll be too late to cry then. God help you to make this peace call and election sure. If you're not saved, God will save you. Would you like to come down to the altar? Anybody that raised your hand want to come down for prayer? If you didn't raise your hand, you want to come down for prayer? You have the altar's open. You slip out of your seat, come on, get on your knees, and we'll close here in just a moment in a word of prayer. Anybody want to come? Everybody wants to come? Come on out there and get down on your knees and bow down before Him, and God will help you. You meet every need you got to save you if you want Him to. Say, I don't know exactly what to do. Let me tell you. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Accept Him as your personal Savior. Call on Him to have mercy upon you as a sinner. That's all that you got. The work's done. The price is paid and the way is made. Come like you are as a sinner. We all have problems with sin, every one of us. And ask Him to forgive your sins. Take Him as your personal Savior into your heart. Do that. And I guarantee you, you'll get saved. Turn your heart and your life over to Him. He'll make a new creation out of you, a new creature out of you when you get saved. If you're saved, God bless you. Then if you want to get right and you just need to get a closer walk, get cleaner, I suggest you just give your heart to Him again and ask Him to have mercy on you and forgive you every sin you ever committed and help you to be the kind of person you'd have you to be. And He'll do that for you as well. Anybody else want to come, get on your knees? You do, please slip out of your seat now, and we'll have a word of closing prayer in just a moment. Anyone else?